You know, every Sunday when I come to here to worship,
每个星期天我来到这里敬拜神。
It's really such a privilege Lord called us to serve Him.
那我们被神呼召来服侍他呢，是何等荣幸。
You see, serving Him or serving the church is a privilege for us.
那服侍神跟服侍教会呢，都对我们来说都是个荣幸。
Every time we give, Lord give us more.
每次我们给予的时候呢，神就给我们更多。
Every time when we walk with the Lord, He makes us stronger.
那每一次呢，我们与主同行的时候呢，他就使我们更加的强壮。
That's His principle.
那这个呢，是他的一个一个道理。
So once again, we come today. We talk about prayer.
那今天呢，我们的主题是祷告。
In the coming days, once again, everybody will see and experience.The shaking all through the world.
那在之后的日子呢，每一个人呢都会感受到这个对世界上的一个震动。
We talked about this.
那我们之前已经讲过这个。
But we want to repeat again.
但是我们还要再重复。
Because Jesus always repeats things. He said, "Behold, I have told you."
那呢，因为耶稣也是常常就重复一件事情，因为他在圣经说，看哪，我已经告诉你了。
When things come, you are prepared.
当事情来的时候呢，你是预备好的。
When things come, you have such confidence.
当事情来的时候呢，你是有信心的。
You know your shepherd is leading you.
你知道你的牧羊人呢在带领你。
You know you are above the world, but you are not below the storm.
你知道你是在水上暴风之上，而不是在这暴风里面。
And this is why we study the Word of God.
那这就是为什么我们要学习神的。
Why we listen to the Holy Spirit?
为什么要听圣灵的话语
？Because our Shepherd is going to lead us.
因为呢，我们的牧羊人呢要带领我们。
And all through the storm.
能够经过这个暴风。
And through the coming storms.
还有将来要来的暴风雨。
And once again, we turn to Matthew chapter 7.
那我们先翻到马。太福音第七章，27吗 ？27。
Seven。
马太第七章。
We have preached on this passage, but we will preach on it again because it's so important.
那我们之前已经讲过这节经文，但是我们今天还要再讲一次，因为这个是非常重要的经文。
Today we just focus on 7 to 12.
那我们今天就读7到12节。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见。
Knock and the door will be opened to you.
叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone who asks receives.
因为凡祈求的就得着。
He who seeks finds.
寻找的就寻见。
And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
叩门的就给他开门。
Which of you?If his son asks for bread, will give him a stone.
你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他水。
Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake.
求鱼，反给他蛇呢？
If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
何况你们在天上的父，岂不把好东西给求，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
So in everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you.
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
For this sums up the law and the prophets.
因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
I believe all of us want our prayers to be answered.
我相信每个人都希望我们的祷告呢蒙应许。
Now here, chapter 7 is talking to Christians.
那呢，这个第七节呢是对基督徒来讲的。
Start from chapter 5, Jesus is talking to the followers. He said, "Pray this way, our Father in heaven."
那呢，从第五章马太福音第五章呢，那个耶稣就开始对门徒讲，他说你要这样子求父。
He's talking to whoever calls God his father.
他是对那些称父为称神为父的那些人讲。
Of course, including all the seekers who are still wandering, but yet later on they are willing to call Heavenly Father, Father.
那当然。 也包括那些现在在寻求神，然后想要就是称神为父的那群人。
And he said with very plain words.
他就用非常简单的话语来讲。
You know, if you read these words, it's very plain.
你如果你读的话呢，是非常简单的话语。
It's nothing complicated.
啊，没有什么复杂的。
You don't need a PhD to study these words.
你不需要有一个博士学位来学这些事情。
It's very plain.
很简单。
Is that when you seek, and it you will find.
就是你寻找呢，就能寻见。
And if you ask, it will be given to you.
嗯，你寻求呢，就会给你们。
If you knock, the door will be open to you.
你叩门就给你们开门。
Whoever asks, don't want to receive.
那凡祈求呢，就会得着。
Whoever knocks, don't want the door to be open.
那你叩门呢，你就会想要那个门打开给你。
Now, whoever seeks, you don't want to find the things you are looking for.
那你寻找呢？你难道不想寻找你要找到的东西吗？
The Father knows what we are doing, what we desire. He said, yes, for sure, it will be given to you. It will be open to you.
神知道我们的心，他这里就说，是的，你要求寻求的时候就会给你。
You will find.
你会找到，寻找就会找到。
And recently, I was found by my classmates in the university.
那最近呢，我被我以前的同学在大学的同学找到了。
I was lost, now I am found.
我本来是流失的那个，现在被找到。
They were looking for me for 27 years.
他们也找了我27年。
Somehow we couldn't get in touch, but eventually they got hold of me.
那我们很久都没有办法联系上，那在最终呢，他们找到了我。
We were very, very happy.
那我们啊就非常开心。
Because the university classmates are very dear to each other, because we live together, eat together, and play together, and study together.
因为我们大学这群同学呢是非常亲密的，我们一起住，一起吃，一起喝，一起玩。
We do good things together, bad things together.
啊，我们一起做好的东西，也一起做坏事。
We do a lot of bad things together.
其实我们做了很多，一起做了很多坏事。
And So we are very dear.
所以我们是非常亲密的。
We're like family members.
就像一家人一样。
When I found them and they found me, we are so happy.
那当他们找到我，我找到他们的时候呢，我们真的是非常的开心。
So we recall some of the moments when we were in the university. We just laugh.
那我们想起来我们大学做的一些事情呢，我们就在一起哇，一起大笑。
And everybody is seeking something. I can see that.
那我也看到了每个人呢都在寻求一些东西。
Everybody has a goal in their life.
每个人呢在生命里边呢都有一个目标。
You know, some of our classmates, they become very high level officials in China.
那我一些同学呢已经成为中国非常官非常高的职。
Some are professors in the university.
有些成为了就是大学的教授。
Some are in the States.
有些在美国。
Some are in Australia.
有些在澳大利亚。
Some have become very successful businessmen.
有些成为了非常有钱的就是生意人。
And they were seeking something.
那他们都在寻求一些事情。
They were knocking.
他们在敲门。
All of us are knocking.
其实我们每个人都在叩门
，knocking doors，
在叩这个门
，seeking something，
在寻找一些东西。
And the Lord says it's very simple. Whoever asks, it shall be given.
但是主说这是非常简单的。你寻找的时候呢，你就寻求祈求就会给你们。
Whoever knocks, it shall be open.
叩门的就给你们开门。
Whoever seeks.It shall be found.
寻找的就能寻见。
You know, all of us are seeking something.
所有的人都在找一些事情。
All of us are praying.
每个人都在祷告。
Even non-Christians, they are praying. Actually, they are groaning in their hearts. Yes, something more.
那其实非基督徒呢也在祷告，因为他们心里有一个渴慕，他一直在那个呼求，想要更多的东西。
Now you can see that people are not satisfied.
你可以看到人们呢是心里不得满足的。
It's all in this world. People are striving, but you can see they're not satisfied.
你可以看到这世界上人呢，他们都在努力，可是呢，他们却没有办法得满足。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because we need to come to our heavenly Father to ask.
因为我们需要来到我们的天父面前来求问。
He has all the riches.
他有所有的丰盛。
If you ask me,
如果你问我
to satisfy some of your needs,
来满足你的一些渴望呢？
I might not.
那我有可能也可能不也有不可能。
But the deepest needs in your heart, I cannot satisfy.
可是你内心里最深处的那个渴慕呢，是我没有办法来满足的。
When we come to the Heavenly Father, He will.
当我们看到来到主面前的时候呢，他就可以来满足。
That's His promise here.
因为这就是他在这里的应许。
He said, "Because everybody asks, it will be given."
因为呢，所有呢，祈求呢，就能够得着。
Yeah, everybody seeks, he will find.
寻求的呢，就能够寻见。
Everybody who knocks on the door, it shall be open.
叩门的呢，就能给他们开门。
That is our Father's nature. He look at his children, they are seeking, they are crying, and he's waiting to open the doors for them.
那这就是一个天父的心，他看到他的孩子呢，那些孩子在祈求、在祷告、在寻求的时候，他就为他们开一个门。
He said, "You know, you guys know how to give good things to your children. How, you know, how can I?"
他就说：“你们都知道把好东西给你自己的孩子，更何况是我呢？”
However, here we need to focus on something.
但在这里呢，我们需要。重点在另外一方面。
Some conditions, maybe a situation related to if the prayer is answered.
那呢，这个就是关乎就是你的祷告是否能够得应许。
Now here, Jesus said, "So, in everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you."
他这里说，所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
So he says, therefore, in everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you.
这里说是，所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
After talking about your prayers are heard, must be answered, God will give you very good gifts. But then, therefore, you should do this.
那这里就是在你讲到他寻找就能寻见，祈求就得着。当你祷告的时候，神就给你开门。之后呢，他就说，所以无论
He didn't say but you should do this.
他没有说但是
He said therefore.
他说所以。
You know, when I talk to my son, I give you this, give you that.
当我跟我的孩子说，哦，我给你这个，给你那个。
Therefore, you should be good to your sisters.
所以你要对你的姐妹姐姐要好啊。
Another time, I would say, I'll give you this, give you that, but you should be good to your sisters.
那有一次呢，我就跟他们说，我给你这个，给你那个，但是你要对你的。
So what is the difference between these two statements?
那这两句话有什么区别呢？
When you say therefore means this is a certain thing, I will give it to you no matter what.
那所以呢，在这个情况下，就是说，我会给你这些，不管发生什么，我都会给你。
At the same time, my desire for you, you need to do this.
但是同时呢，我对你的期望呢，就是你应该做这个事情。
This is important to you.
对你来说，这个事情很重要。
If I say but,
如果我说的是但是
，it means it's conditioned.
那个就是有条件的。
If you don't do this, I won't give it to you.
就是说你不做这个呢，我就不给你。
But here, Jesus didn't say but, means God always answers prayers.
但是这里呢，耶稣并没有用这个词但是，这意思就是呢，他一定会把这些东西都给你。
You know, as a father, I never want to refuse my children, you know, to come to me or ask for things. I never.
那作为一个父亲呢，我从来就不会拒绝。当我孩子在我面前来问东西的时候，求东西的时候，我不会去拒绝他。
However, there is a timing.
但是呢，有一个就是一个时间。
I'm looking.
我是在观察。
When I should give to him?
那什么时候呢？是最好的时候，我们给他这个东西。
You know, brothers, sisters, if you want your prayers to be granted sooner.
那如果呢，弟兄姐妹，你想你的祷告呢更快的得到应许
You need to listen to Jesus' word, therefore.
你需要听耶稣讲的这个，所以。
Therefore.
所以。
You should do to others as you desire them to do to you.
所以你愿别人怎么待你，你就要怎样待别人。
This is extremely important for us to receive the results of prayer.
那呢，对我们来说呢，得到祷告的这个应许呢是很重要的。
Many times, it's not us who are waiting; it's God who is waiting.
很多时候呢，并不是我们在等候，而是主耶稣神在等候。
The God has said, "Yes, I heard your prayer. I'm preparing."
那神说，哦，是的，我听到你的祷告了，我现在在预备。
But what have you prepared?
那你准备好了吗？
You know, what have you prepared?
你准备好了吗？
Are you prepared to receive this gift?
你准备好领受这个礼物了吗？
You know, I shared about this, this sister praying for her husband to come back.
那我之前有分享过，这个姐妹呢，祷告让她的丈夫可以回来。
You know, she was praying.Crying.
她就一直在祷告，一直在祷告，一直在哭泣。
And she was just regret. She said, "You know, my husband is so good. You know, actually, we love each other so much. However, he just wanted to divorce me."
她就是非常难过，就说：“哎呀，我们其实是非常相爱的啊，可是他就是想要跟我离婚。
”He handed me the paper.
她把这个离婚协议书给了我。
That time, Lord gave me some wisdom. I asked her, "If you were God, would you like to bring your husband to a person like you?"
那当时神给了我一些智慧，然后我就问他：如果你是神，你会愿意把你的丈夫带回你身边吗？
Then she was shocked.
那她就很惊讶。
After a while, she said no.
过一阵子，她就说 no， 不会。
That means if I were God, I won't bring my husband to me.
那意思就是，如果我是神的话呢，我也不会把我的丈夫带回我的身边。
No, this is why sometimes we do not get the result of prayer.
那这就是我们为什么不能马上得到我们祷告的一个应许。
If you were God standing there, look at both of you.
那如果你是神，在他看着对，就是这两方面的人。
God.Not only love you, also love the other person.
那神呢？不但爱你，他也爱旁边的那个人呀。
He will not allow the other person come to you to suffer.
那他也不能允许那个人来到你的面前来受苦。
So our prayer is, yes, I want my husband to come back.
那我们的祷告就是，是的，我们想要我们的丈夫回来。
God has heard.
神也听到了。
No question about that. God has heard and God is working.
那这个是不用想了，神已经听到了，他已经在运行。
And he's preparing too.
他也在预备。
Because he's not just work for the good for you, but also for your husband.
因为呢，他不仅是要使你得益处，也要使你的丈夫得益处。
For your children.
为你的儿女。
That's why he is very important.If we want something, we think about other people, how they feel.
那所以呢，我们当我们求一件事情的时候呢，我们要想的别人是怎么想的。
We do to others as the way we want them to treat us.
因为呢，我们想要别人怎么待我们呢，我们就要先怎么样待别人。
You know, in Chinese Confucius philosophy, it says, if the things you don't want, don't add it to others.
那呢，在中国的这个。孔子的文化里边呢，就是你自己不想要的，你也不要强加给别人。
己所不欲，勿施于人。Yeah, so you don't, if you don't want,
如果你不想要
don't do the same to the others.
如果你自己也不想要呢，你就不要做在别人身上。
But that was an amazing statement.
那所以呢，这是一个非常好的一个结论。
But Confucius is on the negative side.
可是呢，这个孔子的这个想法呢，是从一个负面的角度来讲。
Our Lord is from positive side.
那我们的主呢，是从一个正面积极的角度来讲。
If you want others to treat you this way,
如果你想别人呢这样子待你的话，
那 you treat others the same way.
那你也同样的坐在别人身上。
If you want need your husband to love you. Do you love your husband?
如果你想让你的丈夫爱你的话，你有没有先爱你的丈夫呢？
You see, the Lord is preparing.
你看，神就是在预备。
So Lord sent me to talk to her.
所以神呢就差派我呢去
跟、这个、you see, Lord is working.
这个姐妹讲，你看
Lord sent the unmarried young person to talk to her.
你看神就这样运行，让我一个当时未婚的人呢跟他这样子讲这句话。
That's part of the answer.
那其实这就是他祷告应许的一部分。
And suddenly, yes, I think I need to change.
那突然呢，他就领悟过来说，哦，是的，我要改变。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Actually, her husband came back.
那其实呢，到后来呢，她的丈夫确实也回来了。
But unfortunately, after a few years, they divorced again. Don't.
但是过了几年呢，他们又离婚了。
I don't know the whole story.
我不知道具体发生。
But that moment, she really said, "I want to change her husband to come back."
那当那个时候呢，她决定要改变的时候，她丈夫就真的回来了。
Anyways, you know, like brothers, sisters, Lord has answered our prayer, but the Lord's heart is much bigger than ours.
那其实呢，弟兄姐妹，神已经允许了我们祷告，可是神的心呢，比我们更大。
Lord also want to give better things.
神想要给你们更好的东西。
What is better thing?
什么是更好的呢？
You know, we ask my husband to come back.
那我们问的是，哦，我们的丈夫回来。
But the Lord says.Both you and your husband are going to be blessed.
可是呢，你的神的祷告却是你和你的丈夫都要蒙祝福。
And also, your children are going to be blessed.
你的孩子也要得祝福。
And all the family members around you are blessed.
所有你家里人呢，你的亲戚朋友都要蒙祝福。
Yes, I want to bless you, but I cannot bless just you yourself.
是的，我是要来祝福，但是我不可能单单只祝福你一个人呀。
You are not going to be happy if you eat every day good stuff, your husband eat bad stuff.
你是不可能幸福的，就即使你每天就是只有你一个人吃好的东西，可是你丈夫却吃的是不好的东西。
If you every day are happy, everybody satisfy you, but your husband is not satisfied.
那如果呢，你每天都很开心，然后你每天别人都来满足你的需要，可是你的丈夫并不得满足。
Sorry, I'm not just talking about sisters. Just that's an example.
对不起，我讲的不是单针对姐妹，我们只是一个比喻。
You know.So this is extremely, extremely important. This verse 11,
so, is
to understand God's heart and get prayers answered.
那这个第十一节呢是非常非常重要的一节经文，以至于我们可以知道我们的祷告能如何蒙应许。
In psychology, actually, generations they already know this is called apathy.
那呢，其实，在那个心理学呢，已经很多年前别人就知道了，这个就是一个同理心。
Yeah, so, yeah, 同理心. Basically, you need to put your feet in other people's shoes to feel about.
就是呢，把你自己呢脚呢放到别人的鞋里边来感受别人所感受的。
This is extremely important to build up relationships.
这非常就是对于建造亲密关系来说是个非常重要的一部分。
Actually, some counselors teach the counselors you have to use.Apathy. Otherwise, some people will never be open to you. Never can be healed.
那呢，其实对于辅导员来讲呢，他们的训练就是你必须要有同理心，因为没有同理心的话呢，别人不能够来接受你，也没有办法得医治。
Because they are not going to be open.
因为他们没有办法向你敞开。
They don't want to be lectured all the time.
他们不想就是整天听一些大道理。
Many people hurt by lectures.
很多人呢就是因为这些讲的这些大道理呢受伤了。
You know, all our Chinese students from grade 1 to grade 12, even university, we were just lectured. We have no voice.
那呢对于我们中国从一年级到高中甚至在大学呢，我们就是不停的就是被灌输一些教育一些教导，可是我们从来我们的声音我们的长辈是没有听到的。
People want to be heard.
那呢我们别人的声音，他们想要你听到他们的声音。
Just like you want to be heard.
就像你想被别人听到一样。
You know, why do you like to teach people? Because you want to be heard.
为什么你想要教导别人呢？因为你想被听到。
And Jesus said, Then in turn, you should hear other people.
那耶稣就说呢，相反过来，你应该先去聆听别人。
You see, the psychologist, they know what Jesus is talking about.
你看这些心理学家都知道那个耶稣讲的是什么。
But we Christians, we do not really, you know, practice it.
可是呢，我们作为基督徒呢，我们却没有好好的操练这方面。
We need to practice.
我们需要操练。
You know, put our feet in other people's shoes.
把我们自己脚呢放在别人的鞋里面。
And if you want to, you know, teach your son to be a very confident man in the future.
那如果你想教导你的孩子呢，成为一个非常有自信的成人。
You want him to be successful.
你希望他成功。
And then you every day just, you know, just use a contemper.Well, what is the word? There's a look down upon him. Use negative words.
可是呢，你每天呢，就是嘲，就是好像嘲讽他，用一些负面的话语呢，来就是来打击他。
And the Lord says, "Yes, I have answered. I'm making him going to be successful, confident, very brilliant man."
那呢，你神说是的，我在。在他身上运行，我要让他成为就是你祷告那样，这一个非常成功的一个人。
I answered your prayer.
我已经应许了你的祷告。
But you are not working with me.
可是呢，你没有跟我一起同工。
Every time when I encourage him a little bit, you discourage him 2 miles.
每一次呢，我鼓励他往前走一点，你就把他打下来，让他退后两公里。
I still answer your prayer.
我还是应许了你的祷告。
However, do you want your child to become a giant when he just fall into a lot of pits? Or you want him to be walk straight?
那呢，你是想让他成为一个巨人呢，但是常常掉坑里呢？还是你希望他能够成为一个就是稳稳当当往前走的人？
Your negative words will make him fall into the pits.
你的负面的话语呢，使他不停地掉到这个坑里。
Yes, when he falls into the pits, I'm still going to work with him. I answered your prayer.
那是的，即使他掉下去呢，我还是听了你的祷告，我会把他扶起来。
However, if you cooperate with me, the things is much easier.
但是呢，如果你跟我一起同工的话呢，事情就会变得更简单。
You see, there are times we just pray for things.But we need to cooperate with God.
那很多时候呢，我们就是一直祷告，求这个，求那个。但是呢，其实我们更要做的是跟与神同工。
God says, "You put your feet into your son's shoes."
那神说，你把你自己的脚呢放进你孩子的鞋里。
So, let somebody scold you every day.
那你想想，有一个人整天的嘲笑，就是打。说嘛
How do you feel?
你觉得怎么样？
Do you think you will become a great man?
你觉得你会成为他会成为一个更好的人吗？
So the Lord says this is extremely important. How you want other people to treat you?
所以这是非常重要的。当你想别人怎么待你的时候，
you treat them with the same way.
那你要同样的对待他们。
You want God to answer your prayer?
你想让神听你的祷告吗？
How do you treat God?
你怎么对待神的呢？
You see, all this come to very simple principles. He said, "This is the sum of law and the prophets." This is so important, but so simple.
所以呢，这里呢，它的总结就是呢，这就是那个律法跟先知一切的道理。
If you don't other people to talk about you on the back, you don't talk about other people on the back.
如果你不希望别人背后议论你呢，你也不要背后议论别人。
If you don't want other people to judge you, don't judge others.
如果你不想别人呢，就是来判，就是 judge 审判论断你呢，你也不要论断别人。
If you, when you are weak, you cannot do things well.
那当你是软弱的时候，你没有办法做好一件事的时候。
You want other people to have compassion and to support you.
那呢，你就希望别人呢对你有怜悯心，能够来支持你。
Then you do the same to the other people.
那所以呢，你也要同样的这样子坐在别人身上。
When they are weak,
当别人软弱的时候
，their memory is bad.
当他们记忆不好的时候
，their emotions screw up.
那当他们的情绪混乱的时候
Can you have some compassion to them?
就是要给他们怜悯
Can you understand them?
你能够理解他们吗
Are you able to give a little bit of support?
你能不能就是给他们一点点的鼓励
Are you able to give a little bit of room for them to move around?
你能不能给他们一些空间让他们能够自由活动
Are you able to give some room for them they can be themselves?
你能不能给一些空间让他可以成为自己呢
I remember many years there's one brother he did some work for me.
那我记得多年几年前呢有一个弟兄为我做了一些事情。
The work was really bad, but I just Lord gave me such compassion. I said, Lord, bless this brother.
那他做这个活呢做得非常糟糕，可是神呢就是给我一个怜悯心，然后我就是跟神说，神啊，你祝福这个弟兄。
Because I know his background.
因为我知道他的背景。
Because when he was very young, he started trading drugs.
因为呢，他很小的时候呢，就开始贩卖毒品。
His mom killed herself.
那他的妈妈自杀了。
When he was a teenager.
哦，他就是十几岁的时候，他妈妈就自杀了。
He learned no skills.
他也没有什么就是。
Later on, he became a Christian.
他没有什么就是养活自己的能力。
He made great effort to try to do things.
他就是做每件事情，他都要用很多很多的力气来做。
But when he find a new job,
但是每次找到新的工作
，the boss has a higher expectation about him.
那呢，就是老板对他有一个高的标准。
Think about this man, 6 feet tall, with gray beard.
那你想想看，这个人啊，就是六尺高，然后长满了白胡子。
They ask you to do something, you screw everything up.
你让他做一些事情呢，他就把所有事情都能搞砸。
But any boss, they will not say, okay, the people don't know his background. You are 40 years old, you cannot do this.
那这些人呢，不知道他的背景，他们就会说，哇，你都40岁了，你连这个都做不好吗
？Get out of here!
啊，滚出去
！You're not doing your job.
啊，你没有做你的工作。
He would get more angry.
然后他就会变得更加的就是生气
Angry about the world.
啊，就是对神也生气
Angry about people.
对人也生气
You see, he became a Christian, but even the churches don't understand her.
那他呢成为了基督徒，可是教会呢也不能够理解他
You know, the growth, the journey for growing for a Christian, it takes shepherding and takes patience.
那你知道呢？这位基督徒一个成长的生命呢，是需要有耐心的，需要有人在前面引路的。
Text somebody who try to understand him.
那呢，你就是想看有谁能够真正的来理解他。
Then one day he offered to me to wash my building with a power washer.
那有次他就是说帮我来用那个，就是那个。压力的机来清洗我的那个 build 我的那个房子。
He worked really hard.
那他也就是非常努力的在工作。
I wish he had a PhD in physics.
我真的希望他也有就是物理学的博士学位。
Is use the power washer and every of my shingle comes down.
他就是用这个机在洗的时候呢，我所有墙外墙的那些
瓦片都掉下来。You see, if you the shingles are like that, if you shoot this way, every piece will come down.
因为这个瓦片是这样子一个角度，如果你从这边打呢，它肯定就会掉下来。
But the Lord said to me, you know, his brother's motivation is really good.
但是神跟我说，哦，这个弟兄呢，他的这个内心的这个是好意的。
I didn't say nothing.
所以我什么也没说。
I really, really thanked him.At the same time, I feel that kind of sorrows for him.
那呢，我就是谢谢他，然后同时呢，我也能够感受他心里的那种痛苦。
When God look at me and him,
当神看着我，也看着他。
And this is my child. You are my child.
那这个是我的孩子，你也是我的孩子。
How do you treat him?
你怎么待他呢
？What do you think? How am I going to treat him?
那我怎么样来待他呢？
You see, that's God wants us to understand His heart.
那呢，这就是神希望我们能够理解他的心。
So the Lord, now this is a very important principle. We always, when we deal with people, we put our shoes in other people's feet.
那呢，就是我。
While fitting other people's shoes.
那我们呢，就是带别人的时候，我们真的就是要穿上别人的鞋。
In the coming days, we need to practice.
那呢，在之后的日子呢，我们也需要来操练。
Because he is a right way related to our prayer.
因为呢，这个呢，跟我们的祷告有很直接的关系。
You see, God wants to give us good things, but He's waiting for us.
那神呢，想要给我们好的事情，但是呢，他在等我们。
Give him a listening ear.
给他一个能听的耳。
Let him teach us.
让他教导我们。
Let him teach us through others.
让他能够通过别人来教导我们。
Even teach us through our children.
甚至呢，通过我们的孩子来教导我们。
Even teach us through some brothers like this.
那甚至呢，也是通过像刚才我讲的这个弟兄呢，来教导我们。
In this last quite some few years as a landlord, Lord was teaching me through the tenants.
那呢，在过去几年呢，神呢就是通过我的租客呢来教导我。
Actually, I would never win if I do not put my shoes fit in their shoes.
其实呢，我除非我把我的脚放到他们的鞋里边，我是没有办法能够战胜这个征战。
Because they are humans.
因为呢，他们也只是人。
I can appeal to the law.
我可以来到神的面前。
I can reason with them.
我也可以跟他们理论。
It doesn't really work out well.
但是呢，其实这都好像做不好。
The only way for things to work out well is to put my feet in their shoes.
那呢，只有呢，当我把我的脚放到他们的鞋里呢，这些事情才能够得到解决。
When the things are resolved, my prayers are answered.
那呢，当这些事情解决的时候呢，也就是我的祷告得了，得了蒙应许。
So you see, this one verse, but a lot of applications.
那呢，其实呢，这只是很短的一节经文，但是呢，却有很多不同方面的来可以应用。
In everyday life, in anywhere, in the marketplace, in the family, in any relationships, we can apply.
那呢，不管是在什么地方啊，在职场上，在各个方面，我们都可以来运用这个。
We also must apply.
而且呢，我们必须来应用它。
Because our prayers.Are always related to other people.
因为呢，我们的祷告呢，都是与别人有关系的。
Our happiness is always related to other people.
我们的幸福呢，都是与别人有关系的。
Do you agree with me?
你同意我说的吗？
You will agree with me.
你当然你会同意我说。
You cannot be happy when you alone.
那你一个人
are satisfied.
一个人的时候呢，你是永远不会真正的快乐跟满足。
So that's why Jesus said.Your prayers are already answered.
所以呢，耶稣说，你们的祷告已经蒙了聆听。
However, this is very important.
但是呢，这个是很重要的。
So that your prayers are not to be delayed.
以至于你的祷告呢不会就是延迟。
You will not suffer more.
你也不会就是更就痛苦的更长时间。
On other people are not going to suffer more.
别人呢也不会因此呢就是受苦更久。
Even if you suffer more,
即使你
even if other people suffer more,
即使别人呢受苦呢
I still work out things.
我还是可以能够使万事互相效力
So, because your prayers are already answered,
因为你的祷告已经蒙了聆听
However, some of the things we desire, we shouldn't ask other people to do.
那呢，有的时候就是我们自己想要的东西呢，我们不应该要求别人来做到。
You see, some I do see people they are using marijuana and they think other people should do the same.
那我看到一些人呢，他们自己吸大麻，他也觉得别人也应该可以吸大麻。
But not that does not belong to this category.
但是这不是在这里的这包括在这里。
Jesus said.What I want, you know, what I do, I should treat others the same. So if I want marijuana, I give other people marijuana. No.
那神不是说哈、啊，我想要，我想别人怎么带我，我就怎么带人。我想要大麻呢，我就应该把大麻给别人。
However, this is a very important starting point.
但是这是一个很重要的一个开始。
Starting point to practice love.
那呢，就是一个可以操练我们爱心的一个开始。
The starting point to practice true wisdom. And later on, Lord is going to train us with His Word.
那之后呢，神呢就会来训练，用他的话语来训练我们。
So we will know that using marijuana is not the right thing.
那我们就会知道，哦，我们使用大麻并不是一个正确的方法。
That's why Jesus will continue to talk about narrow gate and broad gate.
那所以呢，后来耶稣就讲到关于窄门跟宽门这么一。
Talk about true prophets and false prophets.
之后他也讲到就是真的假的先知。
Now true prophets lead you to the truth for life.
那呢真先知呢就会带你到一个真理当中，能够得到生命。
The false prophets will give you something you think is good, but lead you away from life.
但是呢假先知呢会给你一些东西，你觉一开始觉得是好的，可是其实这个东西呢会把你带离出生命。
And Jesus continued.And he said, "Build your house on the rock. Practice his word."
那最后呢，耶稣就讲到，我们要把我们的房子建到这个磐石上，要就是常常的啊，操练神给我们的话语。
If Lord is willing, we are going to continue on that topic.
那如果神给我们的时间的话呢，我们还会以后接着讲这些信息。
But today we will focus on this verse 11.
但是呢，我们今天我们重点就在这十一节。
Verse 12 actually.
十二节。
Yes. So that in everything do to others what you would have them to do to you.
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
Because this is the sum of the law and the prophets.
因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
Brothers and sisters, we are not psychologists.
那弟兄姐妹，我们不是心理学家。
But we are Christians. This is the Lord's word.
但是我们是基督徒，这就是神的话语。
Why do we allow the people who do not know the Lord and to make money use this verse?
为什么？
We don't know how to use this verse.
那为什么我们要允许那些不认识神的人用这句话来赚钱，而我们自己不操练这句话呢？
You know, I know it takes the Lord, Holy Spirit to teach us.
那我们知道我们是需要主还有圣灵来教导我们。
When we talk about this, it's not to use a word to condemn anybody.
那我们讲的时候呢，并不是想要就是指责任何人。
Or demand anybody.
或者是要求任何人。
When the Lord said this, basically, when Lord said anything.He will make it work.
那呢，当神说任何一句话呢，他都会使这个话呢，能够就是可以运，就是可以成就。
For some people, these words are very difficult to practice.
那对于有些人呢，这句话可能是非常难。
I was like a guy like this, very difficult to practice.
那其实我就是这样子，对我来说这句话非常的难。
There was a time there's a young boy, a Muslim boy, come to my home group.
那之前呢，有一个就是穆斯林的小男孩呢，来到我们家的小组。
I said, "Oh, guy, he likes to listen, so I keep talking to him for the whole night."
然后我想，哎呀，他喜欢听，那我就对着他一直讲了一个晚上。
And he eventually he said, "I'm very tired."
他就说，哦，我已经很累了。
And then other people in the group also neglected.
那同时呢，就是在这个小组的其他人呢，就好像被冷落了。
So eventually, that guy will not come to the group. Other people also get left.
那后来呢，就是那个小男孩呢，之后也没来，其他人后来也不想来了。
You know, learning to practice this, like putting our feet in other people's shoes, it takes time.
那所以呢，我们要就是把自己的脚放到别人的鞋里面呢，这是一个学习的过程，是需要时间的。
I remember when I was in Bible school, there's a very famous.Marriage counselor, he was teaching us about counseling.
那我记得我在神学院的时候呢，一个非常有名的这个就是婚姻辅导员呢，来我们这教我们怎么样成为一个辅导员。
A good marriage.
怎么样有一个好的就是婚姻。
Like one principle, he said, when your wife says this, that, and don't ask why.
就是一个很重要的原则，就是当你老婆说做这做那的时候，你不要问她为什么。
You know what I said?
你明白我所说的吗
？Why?
为什么？
Because all my life was trained to ask why questions.
因为我整个生命呢，就是从小就是要训练我要问为什么。
It's difficult to change.
那对我来说是非常难改变。
But for the Lord, nothing is difficult.
但是对神来说，没岂有难成的事。
You know, for some people, it's easy to feel other people. For many of us, we don't know how to feel others.
那对于有些人呢，可能他跟别人有同理心呢是很容易的，但是很多人呢其实是做不到这个同理。
And when we also practicing the, this teacher teaching us about the empathy and how to counsel other people, very difficult to follow. We just want to straight try to teach the person.
那当我们就想说我们要听别人讲的，要给他同理心的时候，非常的难。那我因为我们就是想怎么样教导别人。
the teacher said, when the person that come to you for counseling and if she's crying.If she says her husband is really a bad guy, you don't just teach her the principles.
那这个辅导员当时就说，哦，如果一个人来到你的面前，就说你她的丈夫有多么的坏啊，她有多么的痛苦呢？你首先呢，你不要先去教导她。
I said you should say yes, I feel you.
那你应该说的是，哦，是的，啊，我理解你的感受。
Oh, it's not easy for you.
啊，对你来说真不容易。
And for me, at the beginning, it's all useless words. Let's go to the point.
那一开始对我来说，哇，这都是就是好像没有什么用的句子。那我们应该直接进到这个关键的当中。
However, you go to the point, but it doesn't work.
可是呢，你直接进入主题呢，你发现哎，好像不好使啊。
So our Lord knows this, you know.
但是我们的神呢，知道这一点。
You can know the problem.
You cannot.
You can know the problem very well.
你可以知道这个问题的啊，出在哪里地方出错了。
You can point out.
你也可以指出来。
You can also say this way, that way.
啊，你也可以说你应该这样那样那样。
But it doesn't work.
但是呢，这个方法不好使啊。
If you on the same position, you find it doesn't work either.
其实如果你在同一个位置呢，你也会发现，哎，这个人跟你讲的这个建议呢都不好用。
Because if you listen to somebody lecture to you, you get fed up too.
因为呢，如果你听一个人一直在教导你，你自己都会觉得很反胃。
So why should we just teach others all the time?
那为什么我们就要一直给别人就是
You see, the Lord knows human weakness.
因为我们的主知道我们人的软弱。
The Lord is right. When I read the word, sometimes, oh Lord, thank you.
那有时候我读神的话的时候，我就说啊，主啊，感谢你。
You know me. You know all of us.
你知道我，你也知道我们所有每一个人。
You are not just wise in the mind, but you can feel people.
不仅仅就是有那个大的智慧，而是你也是同样能够感受我们的主。
Oh, amazing! When I come to the Lord, I always say, "Lord, I'm amazed."
那每次我来到主面前的时候，我就是说，主啊，哦，真是太奇妙了。
So I cannot but to worship him.
但是呢，所以呢，我就是得不停的来敬拜他。
Okay, let's pray.
那我们来一起祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主啊，我们天上的父母，感谢你。
Thank you. You said you will give us good things.
主啊，你说你会把好东西给我。
You said how much more good things, Heavenly Father, will give to you.
你说我们作为人，我们都会把好东西给我们的孩子，更何况我们天上的父，岂不把那更好的给我们吗？
And you said, therefore.
所以你说，所以。
In everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you.
你想别人怎么待你，你就应该怎么样待别人。
Lord, we are willing to practice.
主啊，我们愿意来操练。
In the coming days, you give us that attentiveness when we talk to people, deal with people. We always say, Lord, let me put my feet in His shoes.
主要在未来的日子，当我们行出去的时候，我们就对我们自己说：“主啊，让我们可以把我们的脚放到他的鞋里。”
Let's exchange the position.
让我们可以交换角色。
And let me think about let me slow down and think about.
让我可以能够慢下来，能够来感受。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Your Holy Spirit is willing and able.
主啊，你的圣灵是愿意也能够帮助我们的。
By ourselves, it seems very hard.
如果我们用我们自己是非常难的。
In Chinese, there's a word, 见上一改，崩性难移。The human nature is very difficult to change.
中文有讲就是江山易改，本性难移。
But however, in your hands, in your love, we can all change.
但是在你的爱，在你的当中呢，我们都可以改变。
We just thank you for your word.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你的话语。
We thank you for your spirit.
谢谢你的圣灵。
So that you want us to live a better life.
因为我们知道你想让我们过一个更好的生命。
You want us to be prepared.
你要希望我们能够预备好。
In all circumstances.
在各种环境当中。
To receive your blessing.
都能够领受你的祝福。
To be protected.
来领受你的保护。
To walk with you.
跟你一起同行。
And in the end, we are able to see your face.
在最后的日子，我们能够得见你的面。
Lord, we say we are willing.
主啊，我们说我们愿意。
Willing to practice your word.
我们愿意来操练你的话语。
And get the prayers answered.
要使我们的祷告。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
主啊，谢谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.